Section 6, Bookmarks. In this section, we're going to talk about bookmarks and highlight bookmarks. I'm currently sitting in the Talking Books bookshelf, and I'm reading the Climbing the Highest Mountain book. I want to go ahead and set a number of bookmarks inside this book. I'm going to go ahead and change the navigation level to Browse by Section.
Level 2.
And I'm going to press the play key.
Climbing the Highest Mountain. This is Chapter 1, The Norwegian Mountains. Section 1-1. How and when did they get there?
Let's go ahead and define a bookmark here. You press the bookmark key. Again, this is the key just above the number 3.
Go to bookmark.
You press it one more time for insert bookmark.
Insert bookmark.
And in this case, you can either confirm it by pressing the play key or the confirm key. Either one will work fine. If you press the play key, then the stream will continue reading where you left off. Either way, an automatic number will be assigned to the bookmark.
Bookmark 1 inserted.
For all practical purposes, they have always been there. They will probably stay there for some more time. And how they got there? Well, who cares?
Let's go ahead and continue playing, but let's move back in the book just a bit and add another bookmark. We're going to define our own number this time, and let's call it bookmark number 5. You'll understand why we're doing this a little bit later.
Page 2. Section 1, Chapter 1, The Norwegian Mountains. Most people in the world do not...
Let's add our bookmark here.
Go to bookmark. Insert bookmark. 5.
And let's press confirm.
Bookmark 5 inserted.
I'm going to then go ahead and continue playing and move ahead inside the book.
Not pay the proper attention. Section 1-1. Section 1-2. The equipment you will need.
I think it's important that we know what kind of equipment we will need. So I'm going to go ahead and add another bookmark here. And let's let the stream assign this number.
Go to bookmark. Insert bookmark. Bookmark 2 inserted.
It is necessary with some basic equipment to conquer the mountains. At least you will need some nice walking boots on your feet. Page 4.
I'm now going to create what's called a highlight bookmark. A highlight bookmark is done by setting the starting and ending position of your bookmark. You might think of this as highlighting a paragraph inside of your word processor. To accomplish this, press the bookmark key 3 times.
Go to bookmark. Insert bookmark. Start highlight bookmark.
We're going to now start playing our book. We'll stop it when we want the highlight to stop.
Start position set.
In addition to the shoes, it might be wise to have some other things.
We're now going to go ahead and set the ending position of our highlight. This is again done by pressing the bookmark key 3 times.
Go to bookmark. Insert bookmark. End highlight bookmark.
Let's go ahead now and confirm our highlight bookmark so that it's added to the stream.
Highlight bookmark 3 inserted.
One other feature you can do with bookmarks is to add an audio bookmark. This is done by pressing the bookmark key 2 times.
Go to bookmark. Insert bookmark.
And then you press the record button.
Start recording.
I think it would be great to be able to travel there and find out more about these mountains.
Stop recording. Bookmark 4 inserted.
And we now have bookmark 4 inserted. And it's an audio bookmark. You can review each of these bookmarks 2 different ways. You can either type in the number of the bookmark, or you can go to the bookmark list. Let's go ahead and first try typing in a bookmark number. We'll press the bookmark key.
Go to bookmark.
And let's go to bookmark 1.
1.
And we'll press confirm.
Bookmark 1.
And now we'll press play.
For all practical purposes, they have always been there.
Let's go to the bookmark list.
Go to bookmark. Insert bookmark. Start highlight bookmark. Bookmark list.
This is done by pressing the bookmark key 4 times. Remember that each book has a beginning and ending bookmarker by default. Any others that are created will also appear in this list.
Bookmark. 1. Bookmark. Beginning of book.
The thing to remember about bookmarks is that they appear in the order of the book, and not necessarily by bookmarker number. So here's our first bookmark.
Bookmark. 5.
Not pay the proper attention to the mountains in...
Bookmark. 1.
For all practical purposes, they have always been there.
Bookmark. 2.
It is necessary with some basic equipment to conquer the mountains.
Highlight bookmark. 3.
In addition to the shoes, it might be wise to have some other things.
The highlight bookmark only plays the information contained inside of the highlight. Let's go back and listen to bookmark 3 again. This is the highlight bookmark, and watch what happens if I press the rewind key while listening to that bookmark.
Go to bookmark 3.
In addition to the shoes, it might be wise to have some other things.
In addition, you can also tap the fast forward key. Watch what happens when I do this. I'll go back to bookmark 3.
Go to bookmark 3.
In addition to the shoe, many prefer to use a walking stick on their way up.
It then jumps me into the text of my book just past my highlight bookmark. You might use something like this if you were studying, say, a foreign language. You could continuously hit the rewind key and memorize a passage of text. Let's go ahead now and listen to our audio bookmark. This was bookmark number 4, so let's navigate to that using the Go to Bookmark key.
Go to Bookmark 4.
I think it would be great to be able to travel. I think it would be great to be able to travel to the mountains.
As you can see, I could press the rewind key, and it would take me back to the beginning of my bookmark. Let's replay the bookmark and press the fast forward key.
Go to bookmark 4.
I think it would be great.
Note 1.
Footnote.
Note 1. Observe that some Norwegians live outside Norway. And
this allows you to bypass the recorded audio note in your bookmark and jump directly back into your book text. Bookmarks can be stored in any bookshelf. The major difference between music and notes is that only one set of bookmarks can be stored here, because each of these bookshelves is considered one book. For example, let's say you have multiple notes on the notes bookshelf, and on one of those notes you assign a bookmark number of number 1. On any subsequent notes, you cannot assign the same bookmark number. If you try to do this, you'll get an error. So you must use a different bookmark number. However, this is not the case for the Other Books bookshelf and the Text Files bookshelf. The Other Books bookshelf allows you to assign bookmark numbers unique to each book. And on the Text Files bookshelf, you can assign unique numbers to each file within that bookshelf.